Hello all, Tuffin 007 signing in for the first time in a while. I've come on here with myself and Mel about a sort of important thing that we found again today. Because here in the UK we've got elections going on for borough councils and in some areas county councils. Or the other way around, county councils and in some areas borough councils. So, once again, we took it into our heads to go and vote, and we got some help this time, actually, got some help from the one of the Labour Party candidates, by chance, who they had organised lifts, you can get a lift and stuff, to the polling station to help you go and vote. So, off we went, nicely, the lady turned up and gave us a hand, really good, and we got there. Not many people in there, but pretty busy little station. Two people sat at the desk, and the lady didn't seem to have any problems at all until we got really, I suppose, to the template. They didn't have it sort of to hand immediately, and it became very obvious very quickly they hadn't a clue how to use it. And in actual fact, Mel, you had to tell them how to use it, didn't you?
I did, yeah. And even though I said you have to place it so that the numbered flaps are against the boxes. I should overlay the boxes. When I went to mark my paper, there were two votes on one paper, and at the second time, as I was going to lift up the flap, the whole template came unstuck from my paper. So I had to tell the woman. So my ballot at that point wasn't secret anymore. Not that I'm. Ashamed of anyone, telling anyone that I voted Labour, but I don't, you know, my right to a secret ballot had gone by that point.
Completely, hadn't it, really?
And she said to me, oh, you've marked it in the wrong place. And, well, I hadn't. I had, because the flaps were placed in the wrong place.
And this really is, I think, Mel thinks, and I know other people think this as well, because I've talked to them about this, is because the template itself is... It's a very strange idea. I mean, it works if the person using it has had training and places it correctly first time off. I guess, firstly, I mean, we complained 2 years about this. We didn't complain. We asked what was going on because we had a farce of it. We probably both fouled our papers last time, didn't we?
And the last time was so much. I mean, one thing I will say in their defence this evening, although the people at the polling station openly admitted they hadn't had training on the use of these templates, they were actually very, very nice people and very willing to help and do everything they could to help.
Yeah, they were superb.
Whereas 2 years ago, the returning officer, or whatever you call them,
was a knob.
Yeah, he was a complete and utter arse, to be honest. And so, yeah, we complained. I wrote to the council. I got into the papers and I... went to see our MP.
And we got confirmation from all of those that, yes, we can promise you now, all staff at the polling stations have had training on the templates. And that was clearly not the case last time. And again, this time, as Mel just said, the people admitted freely they hadn't had training at all. Mm. And therefore, to begin with, put it in the wrong place. I mean, again, coming back to the template itself, it's a weird-looking thing. It's been a rectangle. Down the right-hand side of that rectangle, you've got flaps, which you are supposed to obviously cover the boxes with. And depending on the number that you get, you lift up the flap and place your cross beneath it, and then let the flap drop down, obviously, if you want to.
But it's very ambiguous because the template side to side is actually narrower than your voting paper. So it really does. If it was the same size as the voting...
That's for partially sighted people. Oh. So they can see the... Because on the left are the names. On the right are the boxes lined up with those names.
I see.
You see. But right. What the real problem is, actually, is the template. Now, these flaps look like pointers, basically. So to a sighted person, hence the lady tonight... I'm not sure hence is the right word, sorry. But anyway, the lady tonight... I think, along with a lot of other people, see them as arrows. So therefore, they put them alongside the boxes, pointing at the boxes. Now, that doesn't give you an idea of where the box is and how big it is and stuff. So you could easily foul your paper if you were not careful or accurate, which a lot of blind people probably aren't perfect, because you've got to keep your you've got to keep your cross inside that box. If it goes outside, I believe that fouls the paper immediately. So they're strangely made, confusingly made. They do have instructions on the back. That goes without saying, because, like I said, the people tonight said they had no training. Now, they were good. You know, they were very helpful and listened and sorted it out. And we got there quite quickly, didn't we, really, I suppose? We sorted it.
Oh, yeah.
But it just comes across again that, one, we were lied to 2 years ago. We were told incorrect information. The guy then hadn't had training. These people haven't had training. And it seems like you have no comebacks, really. We don't seem to count, really, in the voting system properly in that, yes, we're doing our best in, we have to do it, so therefore we'll give it a, what's the word I want? Sort of a,
lip service.
Yeah, a bit of lip service. Here you go, there's a little template that you can stick on the paper.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose the point I'd like to make here is that, you know, the voting for a totally blind person is still very much reliant on sighted help. It's reliant on a very ambiguous system to get it right. And the other thing is, because you have to have two people at the table when voters come into the polling station, because one of them was held up helping us, there was a big queue forming behind, and it was just very, although no one was unkind, everybody was totally okay with it. It singled you out.
Yeah, you become uncomfortable, didn't we?
And as I said earlier, I lost my secrecy on the ballot if I'd wanted any. And I don't think that's acceptable in this day and age.
No, there's too many problems, isn't there?
It's too open to error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lack of training, lack of staff there, really. I mean, they should have had someone that could have maybe helped. But I mean, I think start of the problem is the template. The template is so, like you say, ambiguous. It can be interpreted in so many different ways and wrongly, nearly all of the time. I've used it 3 times now, twice here in Nottingham, once in Coventry, and every time, the people have either had no training at all, or certainly don't read the instructions on the back, or they read them but don't get them, and therefore place it usually with these arrow-headed sort of flaps pointing at the boxes. So therefore you can easily make a mistake or obviously foul your paper. I can't think what the real word is.
Spoil
your paper, that's it, see? Why didn't you tell me that earlier? So that's our point, really. Yes, we got our votes in, but not with still some discomfort and embarrassment, because you are holding a whole queue of people up, and whether they're, you know, although they might not complain or nasty, you are holding up and you do feel embarrassed and uncomfortable, don't you? Which we did. And again, Mel, like she said, she lost her privacy. I didn't, because... the other thing as well was they had no... the candidates with the numbers, they didn't have a list of those in Braille. We had to have them read out loudly to us. I was lucky Mel went first, so I remembered them all. So I just remembered the numbers I wanted to vote for, which made it easy. But for Mel, she had to wait for the whole list of numbers, you know, to go down, because you can't stop them, because then it's obvious who you're voting for. And again...
You can't say,
that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Just, where's the Labour candidate? No, again, that's... But again, as funny as it sounds, theirs again would be your privacy lost, isn't it? Your secrecy of the vote is lost again.
Yeah.
So again, that's another place they failed. They didn't have a list of candidates in Braille for us to read ourselves and then tick off. So anyway, just a little... but no, it's a big point, actually. It was meant to be a little-ish boo, but it's got quite big, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a big point, and I would really quite like to take it further, although I'm not sure how further than I can go.
Well, we'll go down the same channels again. Yeah. I mean, we will go to the MP, we will go to the council.
Yeah.
Maybe not into the paper. It's a bit much at the minute. But there you go. Anyone else had similar problems? Anyone else sort of agree or disagree with us? We'd like to hear. And if you're going to do anything, what are you going to do? So either boo us back, Tuffin 007... or you can tweet myself, Tuffin 007, or Mel, tweet you. Mm. Tweet Mel on MelG, MELG1804. Hope that's of interest and we get some feedback and other people. Let's see what you say.